Yes, sir, and what is your name, sir? Look, state your name again, I just missed it. Once again, what is your name?
Rafael Diaz Lacaz Jr., 156377.
Okay, sir, hold one second. Okay, sir, I have him. Okay, we're ready to move forward. Sir, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing this morning regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 18th. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, to my extreme left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal; to my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis; and to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. And now I have a quick question for Mr. Osborne and for you, sir. And the question is, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do. I do, sir.
Thank you so very much. As indicated, right, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May the 23rd, 2017, and verbally directed on May 3rd, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus she was suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you. Based upon the admission that Mr. Aguilar moved to find that he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two of your hearing, we will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. So if you will remain quiet, we'll be back to you shortly. And at this time, Mr. Osborne, sir, would you provide us with some background information?
Yes, sir. Mr. Alcaraz was released from DOC custody on April 24th of 2017. He was arrested on August 1st of 2017 by the Tono-Odom Police Department for absconding status and misdemeanor charges of theft. He was returned back to our custody on August 25th of 2017. With 70 abscondes, with the community supervision ended on November 8th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2001, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2001, escaped second degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2004, narcotic drug violation, 10 years, 6 months. And 2013, theft of means of transportation, 2 years. He's had four terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-3, a minimal score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG and gang information noted that he admitted to being a member of the Hollywood Body of Phoenix criminal street gang. Prior term to supervision, 2002, Chaz absconded 19 days, returned to custody and revoked. 2012, TIS tech violator arrested on new felony theft of means of transportation charges, returned to custody and revoked. In 2014, TIS absconder 51 days, arrested on current offense, returned to custody and reached CSED. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 1993, aggravated assault, AZ juvenile probation. 1994, possession and sales of marijuana, AZ juvenile probation. 1994, parole violation, AZ juvenile detention. 1995, theft, AZ juvenile detention. 1995, parole violation, AZ juvenile detention. And 1998, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of G7B8, and I do have status charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson, dated Thursday, September 28th of 2017. For the Pima County Justice Court, the offender pled guilty to the misdemeanor charge of theft on August 25th of 2017. He was sentenced to time served of 24 days.
Okay, so that means that nothing is pending. Am I correct, sir?
No, sir, nothing is pending.
And just one other question. How many days did he assign,
sir? 70 days, sir.
70.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Carlo-Ray. Okay, we show that when you were released, you were pre-approved to reside at 1630 South Mission Road there in Tucson with your father. So how long did you stay with your father, sir? Yes, sir. How long? How long were you there at that residence?
I was there for a few weeks.
Okay. Yeah. And where did you go when you left your father's residence, sir?
I was at my sister's house.
At your sister's house?
Yes.
Did you report that to your parole officer, sir?
No, I didn't, sir.
Why, may I ask?
I'll come up prior to 8 o'clock. I
just want to make sure that I understood you. So you are SMI, am I correct? You have some challenges, sir?
Yeah.
Are you on medication now, sir?
Yes, I'm on Depakote now.
Okay. Now, when you were released, when you were out, did you have medication at that time, sir?
Yes, I did.
Did they give you that 30-day supply when you were released, sir?
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, sir. Now, while you were released, did you find any employment at all, sir?
No, sir.
No employment. But you was referred to a Frontier for substance abuse program. Did you participate in the substance abuse program, sir?
No, I didn't, sir.
Okay, so just for the information of the board, so what did you do while you were out those 77 days? What were you doing, 70 days? What were you doing then, sir? I know you was at your sister's house, but what were you doing, sir?
I moved to the, actually,
did
a few, about a week or some days, they were from on the 6th Avenue. That's all that. I didn't do nothing.
Okay. Now let me just ask one other question. Whether this board lets you out today or whether you get out in November, what are your plans, sir? What do you plan to do whenever you get out?
This is my first time in 16 years. Since I first started filming the jail, prison, and I'll be out a free man in November. I know Christmas is coming. Usually I catch a felony when I'm out. Usually I catch a felony and I catch 4 years. And you know what? I promised myself that I wouldn't do that this time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show up the best that I can. I'm going to check it out. They got some target warehouse manager for me, or the San Andreas warehouse. I just want to be happy. I just want to be able to not have to come from the cops and lie to them about my name or anything. So I'm excited. If I get out today or if I get out in November, I just take a day at a time, sir.
Okay, so, well, either way, we wish you the best either way. So at this time, I'm going to see if other board members, my distinguished board members, might have any questions for you at this time, sir.
Okay, sir.
Okay, there are no further questions at this time from board member Mr. Carey, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make any other statements you would like to make to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
The president needs to have these assessments. He was passed years ago to have a score come down. Now I don't have none of that stuff. I'm never being used to like score up a case where I can get half a score of drugs. If I go to abuse, like counseling, I'm never gonna give a chance, to be honest. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and the board will be back to you shortly with its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to permit you to come back out on supervision. The board is now in discussion, sir. Board members, distinguished board members, I think that perhaps one of the problems of Mr. Corey is the fact that he is SMI, but he's on medication. That's important. That's very important then, that he remain on medication, because that hopefully that will stabilize him so that whenever he gets out, he can be a productive citizen. I think that there are two things that I'm concerned about in terms of how I might or might not vote. One is the mere fact that he did abscond for 70 days, and during those 70 days, as he said, that basically, you know, he might have worked a little bit in somebody's yard or something, but basically he was just at his sister's house, and he might have gotten two or three other things completed. But I also do take note that in 2002 and in 2012, his community supervision and or parole was revoked, and in 2014 it ran out for CSED. Therefore, it just seemed to me at this time he's not suitable for community supervision, because he's going to be out in November at any rate, and we don't have enough time, in my opinion, to place him or to recommend him for another program. And I think it would be best for him to stay on his medication, come up with a plan so when he gets out he can find employment and be a productive citizen. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree with you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Corey violated the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, because we don't know what he was doing those 70 days that he was out. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. But as you know, you will be out on November the 8th of this year. You won't be on supervision. You will not have a parole officer at that time. You're going to be on your own. Therefore, be ready, put together a plan so that you can be a productive citizen, go out and get some employment, and stay on your medication, and so that you will be a productive citizen and not return back to DOC. Sir, this will end your hearing, and please give the phone back to the CO3. Thank you so very much, sir.